Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's go to the mountains.
Sounds like fun. Hi friends, I'm Pauline. So glad you're with us today. Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Go Skiing. Let's go skiing. Do you like skiing, Pauline?
Ooh, I've only gone skiing one time. Ooh, maybe two times. I actually like snowboarding better.
Oh, okay. Both are really fun. If you're learning the sport, you will be very sore after the day is done. Well, let's get started and learn about it. Here's our Read It for today, and Pauline can help.
It's winter. There is a lot of snow. James likes snow, but Taylor doesn't. She hates it. James also likes skiing. He can go down the hill really fast. James is going skiing on Saturday. He needs skis, poles, and boots. Susie skis too. She can go skiing with James on Saturday.
Well, I have a question. Can you ski where you are from in Montana?
Oh, yes. I am from an area near the mountains, so if we drive about an hour, we can get to a ski hill, to a place where you can go skiing.
Oh, fun. Yeah, me too. It takes about 1 hour to drive to where you can go skiing, if the traffic is good. Well, friends, I think we'll all enjoy today, so let's take a look at those keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina, for a little help.
Hello, 办公室外面的积雪很厚。Taylor 说 I hate snow and cold weather. 动词 hate 是恨或者厌恶的意思。其实美国人只要碰到非常讨厌的事物就会用 hate 来表达。James 喜欢下雪天因为他喜欢滑雪 ,ski。他说 skiing is fun, 滑雪很好玩。James 说 ,You can go down the hill really fast. 你可以非常快速地滑下斜坡。副词 fast 就是快速的。滑雪的时候需要滑雪板和滑雪杖。名词 pole 本身是杆子的意思。滑雪用的手杖也是用 pole。You need two poles. 除了滑雪板和滑雪杖之外还需要穿上雪靴。名词靴子就是 boot。Please put on your boots. 因为人一般穿靴子都是要穿两只所以不要忘了用复数哦。
There's so much snow outside. Isn't it great, Taylor?
No, James. I hate snow and cold weather.
Why? Winter sports are so much fun.
I don't think so. It's too cold outside.
Not for me. Skiing is fun. You can go down the hill really fast.
Maybe before you fall down.
There is so much snow outside. I love the snow, especially when you wake up in the morning and you see it outside.
Yes, it's like a great surprise. It looks beautiful. And then you can think about the fun things you can go do in the snow.
Yes, there is so much snow outside. Isn't it great?
Isn't it great? Isn't it time for today's
calendar phrase?
Isn't it great?
Isn't it great?
这不是很棒吗?
Look at the snow.
Isn't it great?
It's pretty and white.
Isn't it great?
It's a beautiful sight.
Isn't it great?
Yes, it's great, but it's also cold.
Yeah, let's go inside.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Isn't it great?
这不是很棒吗?
That was a great calendar phrase. So, If you want to talk to someone about something that is really great, then just use our calendar phrase, isn't it great?
Taylor does not think that all this snow is great. She is not happy about it. She says, no, James, I hate snow and cold weather.
Ooh, hate. This is a very strong word in English. But sometimes we use the word like this. It just means you really don't like something.
But when you use this word for a thing or an activity, sometimes it doesn't seem as strong. Oh, I hate walking in the sun. It's too hot.
Yeah, it just seems like you don't like it very much. But when you say this word about a person, it becomes very serious. So you shouldn't say that.
Why does Taylor hate the snow? Winter sports are so much fun.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Pauline, let's talk about a few fun activities that you can do in the snow. The first one that comes to mind, of course, is building a snowman.
You stole mine. Okay, but I also like making snow angels in the snow.
Oh, that's a fun one. You just fall in the snow and move your arms and legs. Both are really fun. Well, for whatever reason, Taylor says, I don't think so. I want to talk more about this.
I don't think so.
Wait, you want to talk about it? Sure, go ahead, Pauline.
I don't think so.
Then who do you want to talk about?
I think Christina can.
Oh, I think so too. Let's visit her right now.
James 非常喜欢下雪的冬天，可是 Taylor 可不以为然。他说 ，I don't think so。我们来说 so 这个字，它在这个句子里是副词，如此这样的意思。所以 I don't think so 就表示我不这么想，我不这么认为。来看看类似的用法，比如 I didn't say so， 我没有这么说。I'm glad to do so， 我很乐意这么做。I do believe so. 我确实相信是这样的。这些都是 think so 类似用法。
Thanks, Christina. I think that was a good lesson. Peter, do you ever get too cold?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, sometimes in the winter, yes, it does get very cold. Even if you wear all the right clothes, it can get very cold.
Well, I think Taylor agrees.She thinks that it's too cold.
Well, not for James. He likes winter activities.
Yes, like skiing. Skiing is fun. You can go down the hill really fast.
Oh, that is very true. I grew up skiing, so I love this activity a lot.
I didn't know that. When was the first time you went skiing? How old were you?
I think I was about 7 or 8 years old.
Ah.
I thought I was going to be skiing down the hardest hills by the end of the day.
That's really cute. I like imagining a little Peter skiing down the mountain.
But what happened was I got really scared because the hill was very steep. I thought I was going to fall down the whole hill.
I remember feeling the same way the first time I went skiing.
Ooh, so yes. Anyway, I like it now. And of course, it can get kind of cold when you go skiing. Well, friends, let's take a short break and we'll be back for more.Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back, friends. So, Pauline, we are from places where it is very normal and usual to go skiing. How old were you when you first started?
Well, my family did not ski, so I didn't go skiing as young as you. But my school, when I was in middle school, every year our school went skiing one time in the winter. So in 6th grade, I tried skiing for the first time.
Wow, friends, imagine that. Your school going skiing? That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Skis, poles, boots.
What are you doing, James?
I'm making a list.
Where are you going?
I'm going skiing at Big Mountain Ski Area.
How often do you go skiing?
Almost every weekend in the winter. Do you ski?
Yes, I love skiing. Let's go sometime.
Sure. Come with me on Saturday.
So we learned that James loves the snow. There are fun activities you can do in the snow, like skiing, of course. Peter, can you tell us a little more about skiing?
Sure. Well, you get up very early in the morning. You're tired because the night before you were planning, preparing, and packing your equipment. Then you go skiing. You might get a sandwich, put that in your jacket, and then you're very tired by the end of the day.
That's right. I do remember that about going snowboarding, very similar. But can you tell us, what does it feel like to ski?
Oh, well, it's very fun. You go fast down the hill. When you learn how to ski, it becomes much easier, and you can just enjoy skiing down the hill. It's very hard to describe if you've never done it.
Well, James is talking about the equipment for skiing, like you mentioned. Equipment are the things that you need to do an activity.
For skiing, the equipment are skis and poles and boots.
That's right. James is making a list. I like to make lists. This helps me not to forget anything important. For example, when I'm going on a big trip, I make a list of all the things I need to bring with me. I don't want to forget my camera or my phone or my charger.
I always have a grocery list. When I go to the grocery store, I need to remember to get my milk, eggs, and bread. Or I also have a to-do list. These are things that I need to do.
That's right. Well, James is writing a list of things he needs to bring on his trip to the mountain. He's going to Big Mountain Ski Area. Have you been there, Peter?
No, I haven't, but I have heard that it is very nice.
How often do you go skiing?
Well, I try to go skiing about 3 or 4 times every season. I don't like to go every weekend because it costs a lot of money and you're tired by Monday.
That's true. Well, how often do we go to Rebecca?
Oh, about once a day. Let's go to her right now. She can teach us more about this.
Hello, friends. We have reached a very special time in our lesson. Well, it's time for Use It! If you want to ask someone how often they do something, you can use today's Use It. For example, how often do you take a trip? Or how often do you see your family? You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it! Thanks, Rebecca. So we learn about James's answer to this question. How often do you go skiing?
He says almost every weekend in the winter. That is very often. And like I said, that can be very expensive.
Yeah, why is that, Peter?
Well, first of all, you need to drive to the mountains. That's a lot of gas money. Then you have to pay for the ticket. That can be about $100 or more. And then you have to eat as well. And don't forget, you bought all that equipment as well.
That's right. Hey, does Susie ski?
Yes, she loves skiing. Friends, do you ski? It's okay if you don't. We can still learn some great English sentences like this one.
James 问 Susie, do you ski? 这个问句不是问对方会不会滑雪，也不是问人要不要去滑雪。这个简单现在式 do you ski? 是用来询问对方在平常的生活中做不做这件事。所以他的意思应该是问你会去滑雪吗？你一般会去滑雪吗？比如说你想知道对方平常在家做不做饭 ?Do you cook? 如果你问 ,Do you swim? 就是你会去游泳吗？或者你想知道对方平常有没有在运动？就问 ,Do you exercise?
So Susie also loves skiing, just like James. That's great. They should go together.
Good thing for Susie, James is already planning on going this weekend. So they make some quick plans. James invites her. He says, come with me on Saturday.
Ooh, that's a great sentence. I'm going to the library. Come with me on Tuesday.
I'm going to review. Friends, you can all come with us. Let's review everything from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Hate. Hate. She hates rainy weather.
Skiing. Skiing. Let's go skiing on the mountain.
Fast. Fast. Let's walk fast. It's cold.
Pull. Pull. Use the pole to hike.
Boot. Boot. Put on your boots now. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. You're doing great. Keep on practicing. Now let's review our lesson one more time.
There's so much snow outside. Isn't it great, Taylor?
No, James. I hate snow and cold weather.
Why? Winter sports are so much fun.
I don't think so. It's too cold outside.
Not for me. Skiing is fun. You can go down the hill really fast.
Maybe before you fall down.
Skis, poles, boots.
What are you doing, James?
I'm making a list.
Where are you going?
I'm going skiing at Big Mountain Ski Area.
How often do you go skiing?
Almost every weekend in the winter. Do you ski?
Yes, I love skiing. Let's go sometime.
Sure. Come with me on Saturday.
Oh, what a great picture. We forgot to talk about sledding. I actually like sledding even better than skiing.
Yes, I love it too. Actually, I love sledding more than snowboarding or skiing combined.
Well, as you can see, sledding involves just sitting on a piece of plastic or something that is easy to slide on, and you usually start at the top of the hill so that you can go sliding down.
Usually it's free too. You just find a hill and slide down it. Then you walk back up the hill with that piece of plastic. We call it a sled. So you sled down the hill and it's called sledding. When I was little, I used to go sledding all the time with my brother in the neighborhood park.
I also like going inner tubing. It's the same thing, except for instead of using a sled, you use an inner tube. That's the rubber part inside of a tire. They have to be really big, though. You sit on it, and you go down the hill really fast. I've hurt myself a couple times doing it.
Yes, but it's still fun. Well, friends, now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's see what our friends are up to.
Good news. There's more snow outside.
You really like snow, don't you?
Yes. Don't you?
Well, yeah. I like playing in the snow.
I know. You like making snowballs.
And throwing them at you.
Yes, I know that. Well, I like skiing.
Skiing?
Yes, I can go downhill really fast.
But you need skis, poles, and boots, ooh, and snow.
Don't worry. I have everything I need.
Just be careful.
Careful?
Yes, Look out for snowballs! Yeah.
Friends, it's Monday, so let's answer some questions together. Here's your first question. Where is James going? Where is James going?
You can find the answer in conversation B. He is going skiing at Big Mountain Ski Area. Here's question number two. Name three winter sports. Which one do you like? Why? Name three winter sports. Which one do you like? Why? Here are some answers from some of our friends.
Three winter sports, huh? Well, there's hockey, and skiing, and speed skating. Ah, and I'm sure you can guess which one of those sports I like the most. That's right, speed skating, because it's all about speed. But I'm better than most speed skaters, because I don't even need the skates. Let's go.
Name three winter sports. Which one do I like? The three winter sports I know are skiing, snowboarding, and ice skating. I really like watching other people skate around. Figure skating can be very beautiful if they do it right. But I'm not too interested in skating myself. Snowboarding is something I like to do other than skiing as well. It goes downhill and goes very fast. And you know that I love to ski. So will you come with me next weekend?
Name three winter sports. Okay, ice skating, skiing, and snowboarding. Which one do I like the most? Well, I like them all, but I've only been ice skating before. I've never tried snowboarding or skiing, but I've seen it on TV. I would love to try snowboarding the most, though.
Name three winter sports. Which one do I like? There's skiing, snowboarding, and ice skating. I really like ice skating because you can do it any time of the year. And even though it's a little difficult, sometimes I end up falling down. It's okay. I just pick myself up again and keep going. So it's a really fun sport that you should try too.
Those were some fun answers. I hope you answered the question too, friends. And I hope you'll join us tomorrow for a whole new lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.